From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. I'm Marty Derlin.
It all was because of the fire. So this disaster that caused such havoc to our community is going to result in something that I hope becomes a model for our state, because we are the leading community in California, and we are the leading state in America, and we are the leading country in the world. So there's an opportunity for this community to become an example for the entire world to follow.
That's Chad Acey, Programs Manager for Sonoma Clean Power, one of 19 not-for-profit agencies in the state of California providing options for energy customers. Although PG&E's electrical grid stretches from Bakersfield to the Oregon border and from the ocean nearly to Nevada, the giant monopoly provides only 13% of the energy that powers 600,000 customers in Mendocino and Sonoma counties. The rest comes from Sonoma Clean Power, offering a portfolio of 90 to 100% carbon-free energy sources, including hydro, wind, geothermal, solar, and biomass. SCP held a workshop last week in Fort Bragg for local businesses. One of the agency's initiatives is the Lead Locally program, slated to open an advanced energy center this summer in downtown Santa Rosa. Chad Acey.
There's technologies today to go to what's called a zero net energy, where you're not making any energy bill at all, then you have solar and battery and whatever storage to where you actually could be generating revenue. Your home or your business could be a revenue source. We are doing research projects today in homes and businesses in our community. So I am progressively looking for businesses to apply for these new technologies to be tested in their business. And I'm looking for homeowners to test them in their homes. Our first phase is technologies that are not available to the public yet. They're too new. They need to be tested. We need to prove that they work. One of them is a phase change material. I love this one here. This phase change material is like the blue ice packs you have in your fridge. So it's an insulation material that goes in your home. And as it heats, it melts and it emits a cool into the space. And as it cools down, it coagulates and emits a heat into the space. And so it actually will counterbalance the outside temperatures and the inside temperatures to keep the space regulated. We tested this material in Arizona in a metal warehouse, over 200,000 square foot. It's a large warehouse. It was 120 degrees out and it stayed 75 degrees inside. So it's an incredible material. We hope it works. We hope we can have this displayed at the Advanced Energy Center. This is one of those items I hope that proves successful. Radiant ceiling panels, a great idea. Not a great one for retrofits. We tried to do it at a retrofit home. It didn't financially work, but great for new builds. And your ceiling becomes a water ducted system that actually heats and cools your home just from that. And it could replace the need for HVAC altogether just with the radiant ceiling panel. And then most people are familiar with daylighting. Did you know that we're testing a daylighting? It's a fiber optic system that has a sun tracker on top of your roof, and it can shoot 600 feet away from the source, six layers down into a building, and you can have daylight through different filament and light bulbs without any use of energy at all, or no power charge at all. So daylighting is one thing we're looking at doing there as well. We are testing both residential and commercial some of these items. We have the mini split heat pump systems, so you've probably heard of the HVAC systems we have ductless systems that you don't even need to have a duct. They run off of a little PEC line that can go into places where you maybe can't duct. So if you have a building, an old building, that you can't run ducts through it, there's opportunities to have HVAC systems in there at a very low cost that are very efficient. Induction cooking. We're replacing induction cooking both residentially and commercially. I am really looking for commercial kitchens for induction cooking, and I'm looking for a heat recovery dish machine. The heat recovery dish machine doesn't really save you as much in the electrical savings. It does in the water savings. It only uses 15 quarts of water the entire day. It recycles, reuses the energy and the water and cleans itself and keeps running in a way that is so efficient that you save energy on your water heater, you save water usage, which is great for the environment. Grid integrated heat pump water heaters. This is a great example of a technology that's been here since the 80s. It's something that's not new, but no one has it. They're a couple thousand dollars. Why would you buy a couple thousand dollar water heater when you can buy a $500 electric or gas water heater? Well, we're going to try to incentivize this product more than any other at the Advanced Energy Center because this is where you save your energy at your home. By the way, the newer technology, it can be a battery storage. So during the PSPS events, you can store energy in your water heater. That's where the technology is going. Envelope air sealing. This is kind of a one that's going to be difficult for me to recruit because it can leave a little mess on the carpet and it's harder for us to clean up. But it's an aeroseal that just shoots into a room or an attic space and it seals every crack and crevice that you could never find through a pressurized system. And it seals it up to save those energy losses that you would have lost. It's great for also pest control. And then nighttime ventilation systems. This system actually can store cool air from the overnight and reuse it in the morning hours to get you through the entire day so you don't need an air conditioner. The fan system will actually do it for you. We have the technology today, we really do. The technology is there, but it's very difficult for the average person to know what the technology is and how to get that technology into their home and how to do it financially because it will all save you money down the road. By the way, gonna save the earth as well and save the climate and all the other items we wanna do along the way. So it's a good movement.
Other presenters included Keith Rutledge of the Willits-based Renewable Energy Development Institute, Justin Fricker from the Energy Alliance Association, and Nathan Kinsey from Sonoma Clean Power. For KZYX and Z, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org.